The Labor Department reported today that the Consumer Price Index fell in January, down 0.7% from December. The CPI, as it's known, is what it sounds like, a key indicator of how much American shoppers pay for things. And it's the first time since 2009 that it's seen an annual drop, 0.1% over the last year. Now, falling prices usually are seen only when the economy is in deep trouble. So what's going on? NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax is here. And Marilyn, most economists say the economy is improving. So why the price drop?
Robin, this really is an amazing CPI report. It's kind of eye-popping because retail prices very seldom fall. We saw that back in the 1930s. Of course, that was the Great Depression. It happened again in 2009. The economy was falling off a cliff then. But today, you know, these price declines are coming when the economy is actually growing. And the key reason for this strange situation is the surge in oil production has allowed oil prices to fall. That means gasoline is way down. You know, this report showed that it was down 35% in January compared with last year. But there's some other factors, too. We've got a stronger dollar, so that means it's cheaper to buy imports. And we've got falling commodity prices, so there's cheaper corn, cheaper cotton. So that all helps.
Well, but what about wages? We see them nudging a little higher. They were stagnant so long, gains modest. But still, is it unusual to see wages rising faster than prices?
That is very strange. You know, it's true. The wages were stagnant. They were flat for years. But this most recent BLS data, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they looked at average hourly earnings up 2.2% from last year. So there's this gap. Wages actually are rising, you know, at a decent pace now at a time when the prices, as you mentioned, they're actually a little bit lower than a year ago. So it's a wide gap and it's widening because there's more pay raises coming this year.
Right. We saw this week TJ Maxx, or I should say TJX companies, they own Marshalls and TJ Maxx. They're increasing their pay for lowest paid workers to $9 an hour in June. Walmart made a move this month to raise the, you know, the lowest paid workers' pay. So will those rising tides raise other boats?
Yeah. When the big chains do it, the little guys, you know, that local pizza parlor, they'll probably have to raise wages as well to attract workers. And even if they don't want to, they will have to do it anyway, because in a lot of states, the majority of states actually now have minimum wages that are higher than what the federal government calls for. So there are a lot of enforced wage hikes coming in there. And also we're seeing more aggressive labor unions. You know, you saw that dock strike out in the West, and oil refinery workers have been on strike. And I was talking with the head of the airline pilots union recently, and he said, you know, if you're an airline worker, you look around, you see cheaper jet fuel, a stronger economy, airline workers are going to want raises. Same thing for auto workers. So it seems like everybody's looking for a raise.
Well, I know you've talked to economists who refer to this as a Goldilocks situation. Things not too hot, too cold, just right for consumers. But will that change? Won't companies have to raise prices if they're raising wages? Just briefly.
Eventually, yes. I mean, sooner or later, a lot higher labor costs are going to probably push up some prices. But right now, companies can absorb those higher wage costs because they've got cheap oil. That means cheaper transportation. They've got those cheaper commodities. So it all comes together pretty well for the time being.
A good Goldilocks moment. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin.